Today's podcast has been brought to you by the Misericordia University Theater Department. Check out the upcoming events in Lamon Theater by going to misericordia.edu/thearts. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we are featuring a postcard profile. This Mulier Fortis of Misericordia celebrated her golden anniversary this past June and is here with us today. Ladies and gentlemen and alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Dr. Agnes Cardone to the show. Dr. Cardone, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to come back and visit and be with you and spend some time talking about Misericordia.
Absolutely. And it's not the first time we've actually met. We've met so many years ago.
I met you the first time when you were hopping around raising money for the class gift. And I think you roped me into writing a check that very day, which I was happy to do. I was at that time on campus to take some interviews and do some research to update the history of Misericordia, and published in 1999. And I'm the person who's going to move it right up through 2024. I'll only be 77.
Really, 77?
77.
Not that old,
but a very young 77.
Very young at heart. Mm-hmm. That's what we call our alumni, very young at heart.
So absolutely. Deeply experienced and young at heart.
Exactly. So thank you so much for joining the show. You know, we were talking about, just before getting on, about, you know, just some of your experiences. You know, we said this past June you celebrated your 50th anniversary, the golden anniversary of Misericordia.
June was so much fun. I cannot begin to tell you, but what made it fun was the planning that we did ahead of time, where we, Leilani Augustine and I worked together, and we planned a lot of phone calls and emails to alums to try to drum up interest and drum up attendance. And I'm happy to say we were the largest attending class at the reunion. They were hoping for 30. We had 49, thank you very much, at the time. And people that I was able to email because of the memory book, reconnecting with people who maybe I wasn't that close to at the beginning or during the time I was here, but over the years developed an admiration for when I saw everything else that they were doing. It was so much fun. And there's wine with lunch. You can't beat that with a stick.
So you're referencing Alumni Weekend, of course. So one of the things that I'm always so happy about when that event comes around is the fact that so many people are, let's say, reuniting for the first time since graduating Misericordia. You know, what feelings were going through you and your classmates? You had your very special class of 1969's 50th reunion luncheon itself on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, what emotions were going through? How were you feeling? What was going on during that day?
Well, I think on both Friday and Saturday, I, who am normally an introvert, became an absolute extrovert. I could not wait to say hello to everybody and look at faces and sometimes sneak a look at a name tag, because we may have changed a little in 50 years. But both luncheons were just wonderful occasions to meet and mingle. I really appreciated the Misericordia 50-year pin that Dr. Boatzman and Mrs. Boatzman gave out to everybody. And by ourselves in the McGowan room in the Bevavino Library was also special, because, again, I recovered during the evening and came back an extrovert again and reunited particularly with somebody who was very kind to me when I was on campus back in the day. I was what was called a day hop, and I were talking, and I said, I just feel terrible. And she let me come to her room. It was probably illegal. I have no idea, but, you know, Sister Eloise is passed on, so she won't come after me. And she let me lie down, reconnected, and then at the same table was a fellow English major whom I had not seen, and life experiences. And I cannot say enough about how important that human connection was for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, certainly we're obviously going through trends, we're going through advancement in technology. today the class, let's just use my class as example, 2017, is staying connected through Facebook. They're staying connected through social media. People are getting cell phone numbers to text, phone call, FaceTime. Was it challenging or was it easy trying to get the class of 1969 together? Because it sounded like you kind of started from like the beginning of the journey, almost trying to reconnect. But was there any challenges or was it almost easy trying to get everybody together since you haven't seen each other so long?
Well, I feel fortunate that I'm computer savvy and literate. And one of the things I was able to do was, of course, go back to the telephone and phone some of my friends and ask them to get in touch with people. And we did have email addresses for some people. What I learned about the telephone is that people often let it go to voicemail, and that's okay. Whether they followed up and attended or not, I had no way to gauge that. But I think I love the fact that everything's so quick. I think the past, my past at Misericordia, was certainly a slower past. I think, though, it was also a more connected past in the way that we only had each other face-to-face and sometimes on the phone to rely on, but mostly face-to-face, so that sharing information about readings that we had to do for class happened in the library or happened in the snack bar. It didn't happen on email. I've just retired from 50 years of teaching.
Congratulations.
Nobody will ever say I retired too soon.
I wouldn't think that.
No. And I'm still teaching online, but I really appreciate my ability as a teacher to be able to be available to students and to have students communicate with me, and my ability to go after them if they seem to be straying off the path, as it were, and not having to wait days and days from class to pick up with people. So while I think things are faster, I think they're better. The only time it makes me go, is when, for example, when I was teaching on campus at Marywood, we would finish classes and I would go out into the hall and everybody's nose is in his cell phone.
Okay.
And I would just stand there and say, I'm going to be run over. And they managed at the last second to avoid me. But I thought, that would be an object lesson, wouldn't it, to knock down the old lady in the middle of the hall?
No.
It
wouldn't go over well, no. Especially for, you know, the personality that you have, especially for that.
But I had a cane, too, so I could definitely take care of myself.
I'm not 100% sure what's at the bottom of the pace in which how we communicate with each other. You recently just joined our university digital ambassador group.
Happy to do that.
It brought joy to my heart seeing the different ranges that we have in communicating, because we're not only communicating with some of our young alum, we're also communicating with those who just celebrated their 50th or even beyond that. So it was really cool seeing the trend with that. But we're also talking about changes that happen within the institution. So I know we've always been kind of chit-chatting about what exactly is happening with campus. But, you know, in comparison to what you experienced at Misericordia, College Misericordia, what's the differences that you see today? What are some of the expansions or detractions that you're...
Back through the changes that Misericordia went through, particularly in the difficult years in the 70s and the 80s, are stuck with the idea of, they did away with home ec. Oh, they did away with music. Oh, this, oh, that. I just think everything evolves or else it perishes. And so in order to continue to evolve, this is what had to be done. And we make truces with that. So I think, of course, the big change is all women, many nuns, fewer lay people. But I think the other thing younger alums need to remember are the things like, I went to school before a woman could get a credit card on her own. I went to school, we're teaching social work, nursing, and what was called business, which was really just glorified secretarying. So when you measure that against what Misericordia offers today, it's breathtaking.
That is the best way to put it, as far as, because we always have conversations, and that's always the case. I know so many people. My middle school home economics teacher was a Misericordia alumna. So, it for her, she's always been like, well, I've always wanted the home ec, major to come back. But you're also seeing those enhancements and those changes within the majors that you're also starting to see. We just started a medical health and humanities major. That's becoming very important in the healthcare system and anywhere else that needs that humanity within everything else.
I'm very excited by that, because at Mary Wood and previously in a couple of other universities, I taught medical humanities courses. So I'm a big fan of that as a way moving forward. And just to get back to the home ec idea, it's now called family and consumer science.
Yep.
And who knows if in the future within the education department might there not be again a need for that, because if students handle a checkbook, go to the grocery store and handle that successfully and wisely. So as long as we remain open and paying attention to what's going on in the larger world, we can't go wrong.
No, not at all. You're certainly right. Now, you referenced young alumni keeping in touch, and obviously it's always a pleasure, Dr. Cardone, seeing you on campus and seeing you in person rather than on social media, so it's always good seeing you. But one of the things that I always like telling our current students and our young alum, I recently had my girlfriend actually introduced you to her, and she was so excited to see you. And she got a lot of taken away as far as the people who have almost laid out the foundation for future students like myself, like her, that established that. But what advice could you give to a young alum or even a current student that's attending Misericordia? We always say times have changed, but some things will always remain the same. What advice as a class of 1969 graduate do you have as far as a current student or young alum who is currently at Misericordia?
This may sound cliched, but I think one important thing is never to stereotype others, including professors or alums who may be older than you are. Certainly there are older people that have congealed, sort of like old Jell-O in the back of the fridge.
Metaphor.
Well, it's true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There are some people who stopped growing. But there are many mature, middle-aged, older alums and older people, professors, elders in your family. I think the main thing in life itself is not to congeal, never to get so stodgy or to set in your ways. And even when you come here to campus and you say, well, I'm just here to get a degree in something, something. No, you're here to become yourself, and to become the best version of yourself, you have to stay open to every opportunity that's here. And don't say, I don't have time. You'll never have time. Make a little time. Stretch.
Stretch. I could not have said any better advice than that, Dr. Cardone. But any other final thoughts or words you can give to our alumni or, people who listen to our podcast?
Come back often. Come back in awe. Come to the cultural activities that are here. Stay in touch with other alums and never forget Misericordia.
Perfect. That's a great way to end it. Thank you, Dr. Cardone, for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And with that concludes our podcast. Be sure to share it on social media and let us know what you think.